How do you know that?
Everyone in this building has a shot.
Somebody walking around barefoot.
Or he has a shot of just straight feet. Just.
I don't think that means he has a foot fetish.
I would too, though, not gonna lie.
You have a foot fetish?
I mean, I may or may not. I don't know. Just kidding.
Well, like women or like guys or all over?
No, just like
in general.
Feet. I appreciate cute feet.
I mean, I appreciate them. Yeah, I get you there. Yeah, but you don't want to like suck on someone's toes or anything like that.
Well,
if they're that pretty, then or what? If they're like
that's more like relationship stuff.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Okay,
like I get you.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not like, oh, you have cute feet. Like, I'm going to start sucking.
I get you. I get you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate.
What?
Yeah, I get her.
What?
I get her.
Okay. Whoa. Stop.
We got too deep.
I don't. Yes. First off, we're not even 3 minutes in. You have a foot fetish and you just moved past the topic like it was no big deal. What do you mean that you would like that's relationship stuff? You would put a big toe in your mouth.
If it's cute.
Are you being judgmental right now?
I'm blown away already.
Okay, so it's his first time. If you're in a relationship and you guys are going kinky or something, you're not going to like let her put your feet in your mouth, or you're not going to suck on her toes? Like you never have.
Never.
What if she just like forced it on you and was like.
I'd be like. Get that out of here. Where's that asshole?
No, you wouldn't.
What if she recently just did her?
I would say, yeah. Get that out of here. Where's that butthole?
That butthole?
Wait.
Not if you're horny.
Wait, hold on.
If you're horny and turned on and she puts her tongue in between your toes and starts swirling around and just starts sucking, you're going to get turned on.
I would
on.
Be so thrown off if a girl was just. No, I'd think I'd be upset. I'd be like, I have a dick right here, and you want to suck my toe?
Mean it's not going to come next.
Why couldn't it just happen? Why couldn't that just be the thing to put your tongue between?
It's like foreplay in a sense.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, thank like, you.
Okay, but okay, things. Okay. So let's say you have a foot fetish, and that's what you're like. Ooh, I'm gonna start with his toes, and then you tickle my foot, and I kick you in the nose, and you're bleeding.
I'm like, this is the best foreplay fucking ever.
It wouldn't have the same sex appeal after that. I'd be so turned off if you had a black eye and a bloody nose, and you're like, am I still hot? Like, oh, I'm gonna suck your dick next. It's like.
I was like, this is even better. Like,
that's dope.
You would shut off the lights, bro. You'd like, fuck it, just turn off the lights.
Fuck yeah, and that's whenever it starts to get real mysterious. Then it's like, okay, what's next?
Unreal.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe that happened. After you were saying, okay, you guys aren't going to ask me too many personal questions, are you? You just went straight into sucking toes.
Well, okay.
Okay, well, let me kick it off real quick. This is the Posted Podcast. With me, Nick Winning, and my new co-host, Brittany.
Hey.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We have Damien as always. Damien used to be like the co-host, but we got, obviously we're fucking handsome, right? Like we're two perfect tens. You know what I mean?
Amazing dudes, for sure.
I meant look-wise, not
personality-wise. Right,
just kidding. I'm just kidding. All the above. Okay?
So all the girls were typing into the podcast, and they're like, oh my God, they're so hot. But then all the dudes were like, where the bitch is at? So I got to get a girl co-host, so I'm sorry.
Exactly.
We're adding a third.
Exactly.
So now Brittany's here, and you're going to give advice to all the dudes. All the dudes are going to call in now and send emails, and you're going to have to answer their dirty questions and give advice. Do you think you could do that?
Totally. If you want my honest answer, I'm fucking here. That's what I'm here for. So let's do it.
Run it.
Boom. New co-host right there. Round of applause. She's just like, all right. So what else other than sucking toes? How do you even come up with a foot fetish? At what point are you like, have you ever jacked a guy off with your feet?
Oh my God. Yes, but he Okay, he was doing it though, not me. I wasn't interested, but he was.
So you're laying on your back on the bed. He walks up to the side of the bed, grabs your feet, and he's just kind of fucking your feet.
Well, not just like all of a sudden, but you know.
But in a sense, that's what happened. He was fucking your feet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened.
And then what? Did he finish like that, or that was just to start it off?
It was just like the middle part, and I will say.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm gonna let you finish. Yeah, I'm so amused right now. I did not think that was gonna be 7 minutes in.
Oh, you thought you were gonna work up to it?
I thought you were gonna ask, you know, what did you do before this? We're gonna go over your resume. Why do you want to be a podcast host? What makes you think you're a good addition for the show? And straight into fucking feet.
And while I'm here, so
it's the perfect intro.
I mean, like, I'm not saying like I was comfortable during that time, but I'm just like, I'm like a pleaser, so I'm just gonna be like, okay, whatever.
You're just going with the flow.
Yeah, whatever you like, you know, like just because a guy likes being doggy style doesn't mean that the female likes to be. So you kind of just gotta like please each other, you know?
Yeah. What a team player. Have you ever like taken a load on your feet? Has a guy ever come like on your toes and shit?
Specifically?
No.
Wait. Just let me get your feet.
She jumps down there. She's got her titties together like, oh, yeah, I'm ready for this. And then he's like, no, give me your feet.
No.
Okay. That's too much?
That's funny.
No, it just never happened yet.
Yeah, because she does her feet. Makes
well,
sense.
I appreciate you getting your toes ready for the show. You know what I mean? That's
sure.
That shout out to you for doing that.
You're gonna have feet fans out here.
There are, you know, you
she's gonna get them.
You should do an OnlyFans and just do your feet.
Boom.
I already have one. Can I like say it on here?
Yeah, if you want.
I'm just kidding. I don't have one yet.
I like
how
you said
yet.
I was like, what is it?
You should have one. Wait, you didn't tell me that you have one.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
No, you should. I don't.
Why not?
I don't know. I respect everyone that out there that does have one, and I'm actually considering having one. I'm not opposed to it. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
Like what though?
What?
Like, would you show face, nipple, like, titties out, everything? Or what would yours consist of? Just the feet, kneecaps?
Well, that's what's so dope, but you don't gotta do it all.
The kneecaps, for
sure. The kneecaps.
You know what's,
you
know?
You don't gotta do it all, but.
She texted me the other day, and she's like, send me a photo. And I was like, this is getting hot. What do you want to see? And she's like, your kneecap. And I was like, all right.
That's so dope.
Literally sent it. It's exactly what you're wearing right now.
It was blue jeans. I wouldn't say it's like the exact outfit.
I have those jeans, dude.
Get the fuck out of here. Every pant I wear, this dude goes, I think I have those pants. Never fails. Every time
if
we get together.
If you were wearing these, he would be like, oh, I have those.
He would. I don't own any pants with holes in them.
Well,
it's
good.
Just not
honestly,
my style.
I feel like no guys should wear jeans or pants with holes in them.
Ripped jeans?
No.
You hear that?
No.
All the guys out there, you hear that? How many pairs of jeans do you have that have holes in them or they're ripped
up? I got
up?
One where it's kind of scruffed up and then a second one just whoosh, just ripped at the kneecap.
Just one hole, one leg.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like this, barely judging you, but not like this.
I'm super stylish though.
I like how she said, I'm like, I'm judging this much, not this much. And you go, I'm super stylish. Does that mean you have fashion? Are you fashionable in the fashion community with ripped jeans?
Not entirely.
I've seen your homeboy who just got hole after hole. Yeah. It looked like he went through a shredder and he pulled it back. He's like, no, I don't want to shred those pants.
Yeah, it's like from waist to fucking
ankle.
Just fucking... ripped up.
Yeah, I can't do it.
How do we go from feet to pants?
We're working our way up the body. start at the feet, work our way up.
What's next?
Well, let's talk about titties.
Oh. Okay. Well, I mean.
You like talking about titties?
Sure.
Titties are the best.
They are. No doubt.
Everybody loves titties. I've never met anybody who goes, "I hate titties." I've met people who go, "I'm cool with small titties," but they've never been like, "I hate titties." Everybody loves tits.
Mhm. I do.
Unless you're a guy with tits.
That's true.
But nobody said it. Everybody knows it, but I've still have yet to hear somebody go, I don't like tits.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
And only then it's the guy that has tits that doesn't like them because their significant other probably likes them, like, to grab them. You know what I mean?
No, I have no. You lost me. She
probably reciprocates it.
You totally lost me.
She
holds
them, and she probably loves the guy's tits just to hold them, you know, feel them up.
I love them. I'm going to make sure that they're bigger than mine, so.
You have your nipples pierced?
What?
You have your nipples pierced? We walked outside and it was really cold earlier, and I was like, oh, you have your nipples pierced.
I do, yeah.
How old were you when you got your nipples pierced?
So this is my second time of having them pierced.
Okay, first off, you're a psychopath. Say less now. I already know. You're crazy.
I am a fucking psychopath.
Getting your nipple pierced is probably the worst pain there is to go through.
But
how did you do it twice?
Like, very, like, sensual and, like, sexual and, like, relieving at the same time.
I could see that.
Yeah.
You could?
It's like a...
That sounds like somebody... No. Somebody licking your nipples once they're pierced? Yes. Getting your nipple pierced is horrific.
It's not.
I'm speaking from experience. I did.
Come back at me.
Yeah, I'm speaking from experience.
So you had it before?
I got my left one done, and I said, I'll never do my right. Take it out, dude.
Oh, nanny.
Yes. I don't even care. It hurts so bad. I was like this. I passed out. It hurts so bad. You did it twice?
I did. I did it. I think I was like 20, and I had it for 5 years, and then I took them out, and then I recently got them done, like, maybe 3 months ago. Yeah.
I just started sweating right now thinking about
and
doing
it again.
And I
never want to take them out again because I really like them.
Well, that's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't do it again. I did one, and that was it.
I'll hold your hand if you get it done. I promise. You'll be fine.
No way. No way. You'll record it?
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody will call the cops. My neighbors will be like, somebody got murdered over there. I heard a lot of screaming.
He lives alone.
Somebody was saying there's a lot of blood.
They took advantage of him.
He lives alone.
Yeah. It would not be good. It would be really bad.
That's funny. What made you go with, like, horizontal versus vertical?
Nope.
On your piercing?
Nobody does vertical nipple piercings.
I've seen verticals.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, like downward.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
No, you haven't. Online or in person?
In person.
No, you
times.
Haven't.
Yes, sir.
That person went to a fucked up tattoo artist, dude.
They did it that way. I was like, that's different.
I mean, I've seen it like online, but like not anyone that I know, or I've never done it that way.
So it just wasn't even like a...
No.
You didn't even think about it. You're like, I'm going horizontal, just
no.
across.
Yeah.
It never came across in your mind once to do it vertical.
No. I think like some of the, like the main reasons why people get it
vertical
is because they do horizontal and vertical, so it's kind of like a star type of deal.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like
I've never seen that.
Well, I mean, I Google a lot of pictures, so. Oh, okay. but no, I think it's just best if you just do it like. Horizontal, like across.
What's
yeah.
Kind of just natural getting, almost. They're like, yeah, pierce it one way and then pierce it.
Well, you know what? What?
I mean, you have those. Never mind.
Extremists.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say?
That's a perfect term for it.
What were you gonna say? Those weirdos?
No, not even. I don't call them weirdos.
What were you gonna say?
Them weirdos.
That's perfect. Nuts. I couldn't do it. No way.
But now that you said that, you Googled a lot of like pictures and stuff. I'm like, curious as to what is the last thing you Googled.
Should I pull out my phone?
Yeah, pull out your phone.
Really?
Nick, what's the last thing you Googled? Let's.
Oh my god, I'm scared.
Man shit.
What? Let's see.
Man shit.
Man shit?
Yeah. I was trying to get a new desktop background. I wanted like guns and whiskey, cigars. So I Googled man shit and literally a turd popped up, and I was so mad at myself.
Okay, so
yeah.
Man shit.
What did you expect on Google for like they don't get your lingo?
Man shit, something manly.
It
like
would be
a guy,
like man's poop. Like is my poop discolored? Like do I need to go to the doctor? Like
that's what popped up.
Nick, I'm worried about you. You can be honest with us. Come on.
Yeah.
I have a poop fetish. Okay.
Oh my! You just grabbed like 10 fans right now out of the fucking basement. Just were like, yes.
Like this is my podcast.
Finally.
Ew! You said you wanted to put it on your feet. I could picture you like just smearing it all.
It just
over.
Reminds me of two
that
girls,
so
one
gross.
Cup.
That is so gross. I had a cousin once who told me he was mowing the lawn and he stepped in dog shit barefoot and he like went between his toes and he's like, I didn't mind it. And I was like, what the fuck do you mean you didn't mind it?
Okay. Oh my God. I have something really quick to share. Have
I'm listening.
Have you ever like stepped in like mud?
Yeah.
Like deep mud and like just stepped in and it felt like super like soothing, like
yeah.
Well, that must feel like poop.
You're right. It must feel the same, but the difference is it's shit.
Poop. Yeah, like I would never do it.
Yeah. That just gotta be worse.
I can't do shit, no. It's almost like stepping on something wet when you have socks on.
Oh, ew.
I hate that feeling.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I guess I'm like, fuck.
So, anywho.
What's your favorite position?
That's what my question was. Since she just kind of skipped over
doggy style. Like, doggy style.
Since you want to shit on doggy style real quick, what's your favorite position? I think it starts with an M, ends in ishinary.
I think it's
how would you know?
I think we've had this combo.
She likes being on top.
No.
No.
Dead ass wrong.
Fuck, for real.
Basic ass missionary, dude.
What?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's like a lot of like creative ways to do missionary.
It's not really missionary. That's two legs over the fucking shoulders, one behind the
head.
Yeah,
there's a
that's
whole...
That's not missionary, bro.
It's not?
Like, no.
I feel like that's like, still missionary. If I see her face, it's missionary. Is it not?
I
Is
guess
it
that's
not?
Like
what the
fair.
Fuck?
What about, like, what about cowgirl?
Yeah, what
you're
do you
staring at her
that?
Face.
Yeah, that's like a revert, like not a revert, but like it's like a backwards type style looking like.
It is.
It's not reverse cowgirl. It's reverse missionary.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. Reverse missionary is what that position
you're
would be
called.
You're
an idiot, bro. Yeah, I hate you for saying
her
that.
Face, it makes like I could still see.
Yeah,
you.
I don't like missionary, but missionary's like it happens like that. That's the That's usually how it's initiated mm-hmm. most of the time.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
I'm like, mm-hmm, yeah.
Is it not?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I just feel like that's like a starter to it. Like,
I feel like that's just laziness
your
on your part.
You wait, what?
It's like laziness on your part. If missionary is the girl's...
No, it's not. It depends if you are more like dominant or like submissive.
Maybe.
And if
a girl says her favorite position is missionary, she either hasn't had good sex... Or she's just lazy.
Okay, wait. Missionary is like where the dude is on top, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm acting like I'm like a virgin over here.
I know, right?
Have you ever met a like submissive man? Like a dude that like rather you take control and like take the reins on things?
If you say my name right now, we're going to fight.
Wait, what?
I just didn't know if you were gonna be like, well, Nick, you know, Nick's fucking
submissive.
I know,
he's
but
we've never done anything.
I know, but if you're gonna be like, hey, I heard Nick is pretty submissive. I was gonna fight you.
Okay, never mind. What we talk about like text message is like,
oh, that's just between us. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, okay. If you want to blurt it out, like
No.
No, like I just feel like I don't know. Ew.
Have you met a what's the word? Submissive man?
Yeah.
Not really necessarily like submissive, but I know like dominant guys want to have like girls like take control, which is, I feel like it's even, it's balance, you know?
You said you've known dominant men that want girls to take control?
Yeah.
Like every once in a while kind of thing?
Yeah.
Or like...
It's like random, yeah.
No, definitely. Yeah, I could see that. Well, I mean, for me, I wouldn't say like I would want a girl to take control. I would want a girl to just be like... compatible with what I'm thinking, so I don't have to say anything. She just does it. And I'm like, all right.
You want a mind
See?
Reader?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Hold on. You
yeah,
want
a mind
reader.
Reader? Like a mind
and
reader.
Nick's not a mind reader, so
I'm not. I
has too many questions.
No, it's
this isn't a podcast, Nick. We're having sex. Like,
no, it's
who's gonna start moaning the sounds right now?
What do you mean you want a girl to know what you want before you've said it? How is she supposed to know?
What do you mean, how is she supposed to know?
Like, imagine you're fucking doggy style, okay? Mm. And then you're like, man, just give me some head real quick. And then we'll just I'm just going to stop fucking you and I want you to put it back in your mouth.
So if maybe like, let's
how
say,
is she supposed to know that?
So you said if I'm doing doggy style with a girl, right? That's what you said, right? That was the scenario.
That is, yeah.
So let's say I'm doing that and she would, like how Britt says, like if when you're in a relationship, you know this person by now. So if she sees me just kind of going, like, she feels me just going, like, okay, I'm pumping away here, and I'm just keep going, I keep going, and she's, and pumping she could away. Feel like, okay, this is getting kind of boring.
Yeah.
That she'd be like, I'm gonna, like,
I'm gonna turn, flip it over, yeah, I'm and gonna just surprise fucking take this over dumbass. Control.
Yeah, I'm gonna surprise this dumbass, and I'm gonna suck him off really fast, and then hop back on it.
Yeah.
And she's gonna do something to be like, oh shit, what was that? And yeah. like, okay, I didn't expect it, though. I'm being dominant, but she just.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah. She took charge
me.
For a minute. Yeah, 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 gotcha. Okay, no, that makes sense. And obviously, every guy's dream, right? But have you ever met a girl to do that?
Just one. Like,
really?
Yeah, but not to be every single time, you know, because sometimes I feel like she was just kind of tired. And I'm like, yeah, I get you.
Sometimes
so we'll just
it
finish.
Does get tiring. I'm not going to lie.
We'll just
like,
do our thing.
I don't understand.
Like, guys can take, like, a really long time. So it's like, if we're either going down on you... Are you looking at your watch?
Yeah, I feel like some girls do that. Like, oh my God, no. What is happening, dude? Come
okay.
on.
I have a lot to share. So, so it's like.
That so... laugh. I have a lot to share.
My laugh is weird enough.
It was pretty. It was pretty funny. Okay.
Not weird, just sinister.
It was kind of sinister. Like... Yeah.
Okay, no, I lost my train of thought. Thanks.
We're talking about girls getting tired and you're just
okay,
like...
Okay, well, like, if we're, like, on top, like, I know, like, we get kind of, like, tired, like, our legs, like, start to cramp, and then guys are like, don't be pussies, like, just keep on fucking going. And it's just like, okay, but it does, like, start to fucking hurt, and it's, like, not
why did
enjoyable.
Why did you give that tone for guys, though? Why did you just say, oh, just fucking
well,
soak it up?
Well, because guys have, a, like...
Guys sound like dicks sometimes.
The fucking douchebags, dude. Just fucking do it.
Well, because guys don't sound like this. They sound like this. So, like, that's why.
That makes sense.
That's a dope impression.
So, yeah.
So, you've been on top. Your legs were cramping up. And you're like, oh, I got to get off. And
well,
the guy
yeah.
was like, just suck it up.
It, well, it becomes, like, not enjoyable if I'm, like, hurting. So, it's just, like, it's better...
You know,
if,
okay, no, yeah. no, it makes sense. And yeah. and I totally
yeah.
understand.
Yeah, no
you want to know what a guy's pet peeve is?
What?
Is when
a
you,
girl gives up?
No, no, give up. Throw in the rag. That make me feel like a champ, dude.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
I
yeah.
can't do it. Toss that white flag and yeah. I'll walk around fucking like,
she's like
fucking
tired.
Conor McGregor for the, yeah, dude, for the rag. I'm going to go make some food, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever, give up then, right? Pussy. But what I don't like... What I don't like is how you guys can talk all day long. You can just talk, and 30 seconds into a blowjob, my fucking jaw hurts. It's
okay,
like,
because
get the fuck out of here.
All you guys have to do is open your mouth and be like, like, it does, it's not that bad. Like, you move your, like, little tongue, and, like, that's all you have to do. But, like, us,
yeah.
we're moving our fucking mouth, our jaws, our fucking necks. Like, it's hard freaking work.
No,
and, like,
it's not. You've been talking all day.
No. It's not like that.
It's not the same.
No, it's not.
It's not the same?
No.
That's when you say, oh, I'm on top and my legs cramp up. I'm like, so is your fucking jaw 2 minutes into a blowjob. I don't, what? What do you mean we just have to move our little tongue? Even then you guys aren't happy.
Well, I don't know what girls you've been with.
Which,
I just don't give good head up, apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently so.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
I don't know what happened there.
Hey, do you shower with a loofah?
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Did you read something funny?
No, I heard you say that you shower with a loofah.
Do you? Do you shower with a loofah? What? Am I saying it wrong?
No, but...
Why is that funny?
I think it's just cute that... I, like, try to picture a guy that, like, showers with a loofah, and it's just funny.
What? Why is that funny? Wait, Damien, do you shower with a loofah?
No, I shower with one of those, like, Asian scrubs.
What?
Yeah, the Asian, like, they fucking scrub the shit out of you, dude.
As to what...
A loofah doesn't scrub you. It just fucking touches you, bro.
What color is your loofah?
It's gray and black.
It's fucking red.
I'm a Raiders fan, you know.
Okay, I don't like where you guys are going
we
with
should,
this.
We should.
Okay, what is an Asian scrub for starters?
It fucking scrubs, bro.
How does that differ from a loofah?
It's more like a dishwasher kind of thing. Or like it just fucking scrapes you instead of like rubs.
So when you shower, you're bleeding at the end of it because basically, you've pulled skin layers
yes,
off.
Yes, sir.
You shower with a loofah?
No, I shower with my hand.
Does nobody use loofahs anymore?
I think just you.
I'm throwing mine out. Okay, wait. So you have it's called what? An Asian what?
It's like an Asian scrub. I'll look it up so I get a proper name for it.
And you just put soap in your hand and just rub it on your body?
No, I lather it and then I rub it.
And you can do your whole body with that, or do you have to go back and re...
Well, I have to go back. I used to use loofahs and then... I don't know what happened. It kind of just...
You're like, why am I going to go buy that when I can just put it in my hand? And
yeah. I mean, you can buy them like JSA. For like 99 yeah. cents at the dollar store.
Yeah, like 32 cents at Walmart. Yeah.
I don't know. Like...
So what...
I want to buy one.
Okay, so but what about a male using a loofah is so funny to you?
I just think it's cute.
I don't know.
But you used to live with dudes. How did they bathe?
With washcloths. I don't know.
Oh, no. Never. I will never bring a washcloth into the shower and pour soap on it and rub my... That's a loofah. That's just... You don't want to buy a loofah.
A loofah sucks.
I don't know. Like, none of my, like, girlfriends, I don't think, have, like, loofahs. So, like, whenever I have, like, a guy that says, like... Oh, I'm gonna use my loofah. It's just, it makes me like giggle because I'm like,
he's a bitch.
It.
What a yes. pussy. Yeah.
What a fucking punani. No, I'm just kidding. No,
I have to use the restroom all of a sudden. Right,
I just think it's cute. Like, I could just like picture you just like lathering like it, and then just like, okay, like.
I've never been felt more attacked than I do right now.
I'm not trying to.
And I've been attacked on this podcast before.
No.
Unreal.
Well, I'm glad you're opening up on your own show. We all appreciate it.
You know, it's funny. The one that I've used, it's called an Asian exfoliating bath washcloth. That shit.
Stop it.
What?
Scrubs.
That looks like a sponge from
that
here.
That does. No. It looks like a sink sponge.
No, that shit's folded. It's folded. Last time I
How
bought
big
one
is it?
Is when we went to Hawaii. I bought one in Hawaii.
You bought one in Hawaii?
Yeah, I bought one in Hawaii when we finished the Stairway to Heaven
hike.
And we're all full of shit and dirt.
Yeah.
Literally shit.
Well, not all of us, but yeah, some of us didn't finish.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, yeah. So I bought one of those at the fucking store.
No.
Yeah, and they're like thin little scrub like washcloth ones. They're like that long, and then the dude when I bought it, he's like, "Dude, you're the first like tourist that I've seen buy this shit," and I was like, "What do you mean? This is a fucking shower cloth thing, the fucking scrub yourself with." And he's like, "Yeah, I don't understand how people don't get their backs." Because you're able to grab it and like kind of...
Like a towel, like drying off, but
you
yeah.
You can scrub your back the whole way down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's how I do my thing, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm what's called flexible, so reaching my
you're
back is not
like
a problem.
You're just fucking like cracking your fucking elbow and shoulder and your fucking collarbone to just reach behind the back of the neck?
Yeah.
That's cute.
When I went to Hawaii with you, I brought a little travel loofah. I had a small loofah.
I've seen those like little tiny
I see
baby
little
loofahs
bitch.
Loofahs. And then just like to picture you with one is just like adorbs, yeah. Dude.
You're
like,
nuts. You're nuts.
Because you're like
loofah.
You're like 6 foot, and then here you are with like this tiny like little
dick?
Fluffy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. That, so
I'm just fucking with
that
you.
Is true though. I
so
guess it is
like,
the sight. I've put soap in my hands, lathered it together, and I'll start washing my arm. And then by the time I just get one arm done, I'm like, I need more soap.
Yeah.
But the same soap on a loofah goes
a lot
further.
Way.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
talking about loofahs now, D.
Oh, what's up?
Hey, David, do you use a loofah?
Yes, I do.
My guy, bro.
He's a savior.
You're invited to my house any day, bro.
What
do
color
you know-
is your loofah?
It's actually a generic loofah.
But what color's generic?
Yeah, what does
Be
that
honest.
Mean?
I was going to say like a beige or a tan. Mm.
Oh, it's like those like organic loofahs. You know, they're made out of like a plant.
Bamboo.
Yeah, it's made out of literally. There's a fucking video on those things.
Dude. Unreal.
Yeah. Some real shit, bro.
Did you know your brother uses a sponge?
A fucking Asian washcloth.
Yeah, like I said, it's a sponge. It looks like a sponge.
I mean, I don't know that. I don't be going into his bathroom like that, man.
Yeah, I feel it. Yeah. Brittany here just uses her hand.
I've heard of people that do that.
Yeah, you've also heard
there's a cult. There's
you
a cult
also heard that most serial killers also wash their body the same way.
I wouldn't know.
Bro, they got me out here feeling like
a bitch.
Yeah, bro, like a loofah's like so Poo like nanny. Year two. Like, it's so year 2000, bro. Like, oh, you still use a loofah? Like, pussy, bro.
Nah, dude. Mine's actually scented lavender, too, so I'll be smelling good.
Oh, my God, bro.
More details. You know what I mean? Details. More details.
Well, you know, I got these oils that I drip on it, and it's like a lavender smell, so I can sleep good at night.
So, wait.
Brittany's loving that.
Yeah. So, wait. Do you wash your body first and then follow up with scented oils?
Yeah, that's the last touch. Yep.
Wow,
see,
dude.
He knows. Okay, I'm not judging. Maybe you should get into that then.
Yeah,
because it's like lavender oil, man.
It's the next level.
I smell pretty good.
It's smooth.
It's next level, D, or what?
I smell pretty good. I gotta admit.
So well, it's not even funny.
I smell D, so I don't know.
So it's about sleeping, like the way you feel when you go to sleep.
It's about meditation, bro. Yeah.
Yes, I feel you on that one.
Nick still feels like a bitch.
I'm still throwing my loofah away. Nobody
guy.
Told me I could put essential oils on there and be dripping like a king out of it. You know what I mean?
This is
crazy, bro. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, you made Nick feel good about loofahs, and then you're like, nope.
Yeah, I thought we were on the same team, and then you just went next level, like you got money.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I put my robe on, and then I dap myself down. I don't even scrub with a loofah; I just pat myself down with these essential oils. Exactly. Out of control, dude.
It was great. 30 minutes. I definitely recommend it.
What lavender and what else? Tea tree.
No, actually, I'm a fan of guava, dude. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Because you're Hispanic.
I'm a fan of guava. I like guava margaritas. I like guava, you know, smoothies.
You know what his cum tastes guava. Like.
Nope.
I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to know.
Dude, that was straight. That was a turn right there, Damien. That was pretty crazy.
Low-key,
it's because, AD, they were talking earlier about pineapples on pizza, and Nick was like, well, because I want my cum to taste like
that's
pineapple.
That's not what happened. That's not even close.
Like, okay, so no, the guy over here has got guava.
No, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
B was
that's
like,
that's so what happened.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, David. I need you over here, bro. This
He's
is crazy.
Like, I eat pineapples daily.
I never once said I eat pineapples on my pizza because I want pineapple cum to taste like pineapple cum. That never happened. Unreal. Hey, do you eat pineapple on your pizza though, David?
I do.
Because you want your cum to taste like pineapple, or?
Nah, because it tastes good. All right,
thank you. I need you over here, bro. This is crazy.
With some ranch, you know? Some ranch.
Yes, ranch. I love ranch. And ketchup.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about
pause on the ketchup.
Signs of serial killers.
Yeah.
Okay. Certain movements you do with your hand, you twirl your hair, mm-hmm. certain topics you like. Just serial killers are very, there's like a
mannerisms that they do.
Yeah, there's certain mannerisms. I'm fully convinced this girl sitting next to me is a serial killer. Earlier today, I offered her pasta. I made pasta. She said, okay. Do you have any ketchup? She puts ketchup on everything, bro.
For real?
Thank you. For real?
I mean, everything that's like edible, like food wise, like pasta, hamburger. I mean, obviously the typical stuff or what?
Like,
or just odd stuff?
No, like macaroni and cheese, grilled cheese, cheeseburgers. Okay, like anything that's involved with like cheese, like I don't know.
Cheese and
what about a quesadilla?
Yes, full blown.
Ketchup on a quesadilla.
Yeah, like I love.
You know what it is? it might be like she's treating ketchup like salsa. So no, it's not serial killer. Man.
That's like her, like maybe that's her topic.
That's like, that's like her salsa for us, you know what I mean?
No, okay. No, I don't know. No, I don't know. If I wake up dead tomorrow, you know what happened. she's a fucking serial killer.
Why would you wake up dead tomorrow, though?
Yeah, you because can't wake up dead.
I would. I'll wake up dead and I'll be like, that's the idiot that died from a serial killer put ketchup on everything. He had a clear sign that she was a serial killer and he still died. What an idiot.
Hey, if I find ketchup all over your body, then I know it's her.
Yeah. Yeah.
For real.
That's what happened, bro. Yeah, yeah. That's what happened. Yeah.
In between your toenails, there's ketchup.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, bro. I tried to get all sexy. She's like, I said, baby, I'm going to go to the fridge. I'm going to come back with some whipped cream. She said, no. Bring the ketchup.
Yes.
That's so foul. Yeah,
that's funny.
That's so foul on so many levels.
That's hilarious.
No, it's not actually.
It is actually.
Yeah, dude, ketchup's not that bad. That's not a bad thing.
It really
is. I think it's norm. Yeah, I think it's normal.
It adds flavor. It's like your guys' is like salsa, but it's like my ketchup.
Do you eat salsa though?
Very rarely. It has to be very mild. Like, it's hard to eat, like, hot Cheetos. I can have, like, one, and I'm just like...
What do you like? I blinked. I'm sorry. I missed it. What were you like? I was checking my phone. No, I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm so sorry. I was on my phone. What is it?
Hot Cheetos.
Yeah, what happens when you eat one?
Like, it's, like, hot.
David's like, I can't see shit.
Oh, man.
Wait for the YouTube video. It's dropping.
Cool. It's great.
It's dropping.
It's great, man. You guys are having good conversations, man.
Everyone, look
at each other. I don't know what. It just depends on what your definition of great is. Within the first 3 minutes, B was talking about how she likes to lick toes. Have you ever had your toes licked?
Nah, man.
Would you be opposed to it, or would you be down with it?
Be honest.
I mean, I would be like, cool to try it, and then I was like, you know what, in the moment I was like, yeah, this is too much, then I probably stop, you know.
Okay, but so what happened?
She said, Britt said, you're gonna love it. Yeah. So you're not gonna be opposed
just
to
just let it happen.
What happened?
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
go ahead.
What happens if Anna was licking your toe and you accidentally kicked her in the face because it tickled? Would it just kill the whole thing for you?
Kind of, but it'll be funny as shit.
It would be funny.
That's what she said. Yeah, Britt was saying the same thing.
If somebody kicked me in my face when I was licking their toe, I'd be so heated. I'd be so mad. I'd be.
Oh, yeah.
I would be so salty.
Take it personal.
Yeah. I would just be like, so you do like it. You're gonna get used to it.
What is it about a toe or a tongue between your toes that just feels good to you?
Why don't you just like let it happen and like find out?
No. But you personally, when a guy licks your foot, what is it to you that you like?
I mean,
about it,
you act like it happens like all the time. Like it really doesn't. Like
that makes sense too.
I don't know.
So it's the rarity that's just like, ooh, I haven't had that in a while.
Or like a tenderness in the.
Yeah,
in the
it's equivalent
like,
to the mud
like
walking
if
in the mud.
Happened like one time, and I was just like, oh, like. A walk through the mud. Let's just leave it there.
It would feel like a walk through the mud.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Oh.
That's a rough tongue, then, that you have there. Like,
can't knock it till you try it, Nick. You know what I'm saying?
No. I think I can knock it, actually. That's like saying, oh, dude, I've never had a guy put his dick in my ass. So don't knock it till you try it. And it's like, no, I'm cool on that, actually.
That's a little extreme.
Yeah, bro, you went
there.
Straight extreme for real, man. Calm down.
Okay, I think we're going through a tunnel. I don't like how I'm constantly just getting ganged up on around here. I don't know what it is about my lifestyle.
Yeah, Nick wants a partner.
But everybody's ganging up on me,
That'll
dude.
Put it in his ass.
Well,
how would you feel if...
We all have pinkies, so...
Have you ever slipped your pinky in your guys? Because you know that's where a guy's G-spot is.
Yeah.
Have you ever slipped your pinky up your dude's...
Once before, yeah.
Did he ask you, or you were just like, I'm going
to
do this?
I wanted to try it because I heard that it feels good for guys, so...
Did it almost snap off?
Wait, sorry. You heard that it feels good for guys, so you wanted to try it.
She's a pleaser. She said she's a pleaser. Yeah, she's always
I
about...
Felt,
How did
yeah.
that conversation
giving.
Come up?
Like, for who?
for you to be like, hey,
I'm gonna do this,
Bradley, tonight when I when we fuck, I'm gonna put my pinky in your butt.
It was actually Kevin. No, I'm just kidding.
Just put his shit on blast.
No, because it's Bradley and Kevin. Never mind. Like, it's like Karen and Susan.
I've never heard that before.
Oh my god, you guys are, you don't get it.
It okay. must be like a 32-year-old thing or a 31-year-old thing.
Yeah, you guys are
David's
like
the same age.
Yeah, yeah. We're young.
David's
so
the
anyways.
Same age.
How did you tell Kevin that you're gonna put your pinky up his butt, or did you just do it?
It's like kind of like foreplay. Like, if you guys are like kinky and comfortable in the relationship, it's like, so what am I gonna do to please you? Oh, like, I've never tried this. So how would you feel, like, you know, if we tried that? Like, I don't know.
It's like a nervous laugh.
It is, huh? Like, yeah, like, it's like,
I feel like I'm going too far. I'm going to stop right here.
Like it happens every day. Like, one time.
And what happened was he was just like, I'm cool off that. And you were like, I don't think I was in far enough. I'm going to try the middle finger next.
Yeah, like... It was just
he just came the same, and then you were like, oh, that was uneventful.
It was just, yeah, it was fun for that person, and that was the end of that.
Wow.
Yep.
What an interesting life you've lived sexually.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, she's like she's a baller. She's a
David. Have you ever slipped a pinky up your butt?
And I'm 35, guys.
Okay, so yeah. Say less, bro. Yeah. All right, fair enough.
He's been married how many years?
Yeah, my coworker says that too. He's like, bro, once you hit 30, he's like, it's going to happen. He's like, just stop being gay about it and just let it happen. Like, once you get 30, he tells me that all the time. And I'm like, Rusty, I'm not putting a finger on my butt. He goes, yeah, you will. Talk to me in 10 years.
You will.
He's like, watch, bro. When you hit 30s, it's going to happen.
Just relax and just let it happen. That's all I can say.
Okay. Other things that you didn't think were going to stimulate you are going to stimulate you now.
It's something to look forward to.
It makes sense.
Believe,
it's like you used to like Bud Light, and now Bud Light's shit. You used to hate whiskey, and now whiskey's dope. You used to not really
I get you graduate and you build your appetite per se, but a mouth feels so good that it's like,
but you don't know what the butt feels like.
Yeah, but it's just I'm cool off that.
Why are you like, you shouldn't
don't
like,
fight
assume
it.
Or like judge.
Okay, that is so have you ever had butt sex?
Oh my god, what?
Of course, right?
No.
You put your pinky in some dude's butt, and you've never let anybody violate your butt? That's not fair.
Exit only.
How is that fucking right? What do you mean? You've had butt sex.
I'm just going to sip really quick.
Yeah, okay. So you're 32, you know?
Whoa. You're not, I'm 30.
No. You're not 32, but you're 30 as well. You're 31.
Wait, who else is 30?
David.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
So you've done.
Oh yeah. Formal introductions. David, this is Brittany.
No, I know that, but like, okay. I mean, like, I've done it. It's fun, I guess.
Is it fun? I don't know. I've had experiences where it's like, oh, maybe we shouldn't do that. You know.
Like Eric. He's like,
Entourage. Not that I fucked a guy named Eric. The fuck? We watched a show named Entourage. And on that show, Entourage had butt sex with his girlfriend named Sloan. And it's not like the greatest thing on that show.
Yeah, he goes, what's so wrong with your vagina?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but was it not enjoyable for you or for the other party?
Either or. It's the same thing as Eric, where Eric's like, she said, like, you couldn't look at me for like 2 weeks. And, like, it was the same thing. I was just like,
you just kept patting my head. It's going to be all right.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
It's fun, but not like all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, it's like once in a blue moon whenever you need like that like.
I was going to say, it's like a once a month thing.
Yeah,
when
like whenever you want that like.
This guy.
Or that too.
I mean, that
or whenever you
sense.
Need that like spark in that like relationship, whenever you do have like spice. Good sex or whatever, yeah, but you need like a little spice it up, and that's okay when to do it, because you don't want to do it like all the time, because then it's like, okay, what else do you
go to? It's almost pointless. After,
so you know,
that's true.
It's fun. It can be fun.
What? So I got to imagine then if a dude was like, hey, you put this strap on and let's do a little role reversal. Would you be down with that? Would you fuck your dude?
To be honest,
with a strap on?
No.
I thought you said, to be honest, I've done it. I thought you were going to say that. Like, oh shit.
Wait, you have?
No, I thought you were going to say that. I was like, damn.
No, I have not. And honestly, like, I have nothing against couples who do that, of course, but I'm not the type of person, like, I don't think I'm going to be turned on by that. And I just don't want to do that.
David?
Negative,
no. He just hangs up. Yeah, he's like, I'm going through a tunnel.
I'm out. Like, maybe when I turn 50, but not yet.
Yeah, you know? Maybe when I turn 50.
Yeah, I feel it, bro. I can do.